But as promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. He was introduced as their head coach just yesterday. He was the NBCA Coach of the Year. Led Toronto to 4 divisional titles and 5 straight playoff appearances. Led Toronto to a franchise record 59 wins this past season. Detroit's coming off a 39-43 year. We are joined by Dwayne Casey. Dwayne, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing fine, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Coach. Great to have you on. Now let me just jump right into it, because I know you had a number of options in front of you, which included the possibility of maybe sitting out for a year, unwinding, but your wife Brenda said that you were not built to sit on the side. Was there any doubt in your mind that you want to jump right back into coaching?
Well, it was a little bit, just because of my children, Jim. You know, I've got two young kids that, you know, as you know, being in coaching, you're away from them quite a bit, and not a lot of times in your coaching career you have the opportunity to do that. So that teased me a little bit. But then meeting with Tom Gore, who is a dynamic owner, dynamic salesman. He's a people person. He really, really is looking to get the program back on track. And Stan had done a great job. Stan Van Gundy did an excellent job of creating a foundation here in Detroit, and so it wasn't like it was a bad situation. So if I'm going to get back in coaching, there's not a better situation to be in, with players like Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson, some young kids, Stanley Johnson, Luke Kennard. So it is a very a well-stocked situation, and so that was very enticing. And then talking with Tom Gore, I put it over the edge. So it was a little bit of tinge there, but it was too many positives on this side of the fence to walk away from it.
Dwayne Casey joining us. And Dwayne, you mentioned a number of the guys that you're going to inherit. You've got Blake Griffin. You've got Andre Drummond. You've got Reggie Jackson. You made it very clear during the press conference that these are guys that we can win with right now. We're not going to wait. How quickly do you think you can get this thing turned around?
Well, again, I'm not going to put a number on it, Jim, but as far as winning games, I think the number one thing we want to do is establish the way we want to play. Defensively, they were a solid defensive team. Can they get better? Yes. There's a lot, some things we'll do differently, hopefully to impact the defensive end. But the biggest change we want to make is on the offensive end. Utilize the three-point line more. That may look a little painful there for a little bit until we get that as part of our offensive approach. But we got to really, because they were fifth last year in three-point shooting percentage, and they were like 16th or 17th in attempts. So we got to get those attempts up, and as we did in Toronto, and it wasn't pretty early, but sooner or later it kicked in and really, really made us more an efficient offensive team, and that's what we want to do here.
And Dwayne, you talked about the meeting you had with the owner. Now, that meeting went on for about 6 hours. I'm curious, how much of that conversation for 6 hours was about scheme and approach, and then how much of that was about a shared vision and a shared passion?
You're exactly right. It was probably 60 on the common vision and common passion, and the other part of it, 40%, was on the team, because, I talked about the team with Ed Stefanski and Arn Tellem before I went and met with Tom. So it was more about us being on the same page with the vision, what he expected, which, he wants to win and wants to win, now, and he wanted to know how I, plan to approach it. But again, it was more to get to know each other as men, with the vision that I had for the Detroit organization. And again, not only that, Jim, Tom has a huge vision for the city of Detroit, downtown Detroit. And I don't know if you know a lot about it, but the renaissance, there's a huge renaissance going on. The restructuring, revitalization of downtown Detroit is ongoing, and he wants to be a big part of that, and he wants to be involved in that in the urban part of Detroit. And I share that vision because, I want to do as much as I can for the inner cities and the city of Detroit from a social standpoint also. And that that's something we talked about too.
You bet. Detroit Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey is my guest. Now, Dwayne, you mentioned Toronto. I know you. I know you're looking forward and you're not looking back. They did let you go after a 59-win season after you won the Coach of the Year award, as voted on by your peers. So what was your reaction to the decision, and do you feel like you got a fair shake?
Well, the thing about it, there's nobody that wants to be fired, Jim. There's nothing that you want to do to say, hey, please fire me, especially after the good season we had. It hurt. I was disappointed. But at the same time, you know, as a coach, that's part of the part of the territory. You got to get back on the horse and get back in the saddle and ready to go again. And I did. But again, it hurts. You never feel like it's fair, but you know, life is not fair sometimes. But we did win 59 games. We had the best record. We were number one in the East. Again, there's a lot of coaches that didn't overcome Mount LeBron James in the playoff series, but I was the one that was fired for it. But so whatever the reason, it's not important. It happened. I'm not going to look back. That's a good. I'm looking at the Toronto experience as a good experience. I mean, in fact, a great experience for where they come from to where they are now. And you know, we all have revisionist history, outlooks on things, and. But again, it's always going to be positive from my standpoint.
Dwayne Casey joining us. I mean, it really is positive from your standpoint. And the amazing thing about Mount James, Dwayne, is you may have, in fact, actually played a part of this, because after game two of the series, he talked about revisiting the 2011 finals when you were an assistant coach at Dallas, and how your defense made him so uncomfortable that he said, quote, "You're part of the reason I am the player I am today," end quote. Is there any part of you that wants to say, hey, LeBron, thanks a lot, but maybe can you stop being the player that you are today?
No question, Jim. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, it was one of those things that, you know, again, it was at a time, it was earlier in his career before he is the player he is today. And, you know, you could do some things to try to slow him down or maybe get him to pause a little bit. You know, that's when the zone defense was really kind of in vogue, so to speak. It was new. And so we tried to utilize that more so to keep him off balance, and we did a decent job. But he's seen so many things today that you better be daggone good at whatever you do and be solid at it. And you're not going to gimmick him in or confuse him now like you could back then. But, you know, that was a thanks but no thanks moment from LeBron. But, again, he's a tremendous player. And not only do you have to stop him, he's such a willing passer and a great passer. You've got to be mentally disciplined to be able to understand where everybody is and what he's trying to accomplish on the offensive end.
He was voted as Coach of the Year by his peers, coming off a 59-win season with Toronto. That was a franchise record. And now with a new opportunity and a new challenge in Detroit, Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey, my guest. Dwayne, so good to have you on. Congrats on that new opportunity. I know you make the most of it. I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Thank you so much, Jim.
You have a great day, Coach. Great talking to you. Listen, he said it best. Nobody wants to get fired, right? We've all been fired. My man's been through a lot worse, a lot tougher things. We're talking about somebody who worked in coal mines, somebody who cut tobacco, somebody who's very, very tough, very tough. It's a great hire. He's going to be fine. I love that hire. Detroit coming off a 39-win season, and they get their guy. And I'm not surprised also that he wanted to jump right back into the fight.